Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Large enough to cover over 1.7 billion acres, covering practically the entire upper half of South America and including nine different nations within its boundaries, the Amazon jungle doesn't seem like it should be troubled much by the depredations of man, but it is. In addition to drought and deforestation, corporate waste is destroying the jungle and many of the people who make the Amazon their home. According to one reporter from the region, the oil company Texaco, now owned by Chevron, arrived with all the subtlety of a, quote, invading army, unquote. Ricardo Biagice, president of the Sequoia Federation, said, Texaco drilled wells and set off dynamite next to our people's houses. It was a totally different world for us. We began to live in a world very different from before, with noise, big machines, oil spills, and petroleum waste products. The area around the Texaco concession in the Northern Oriente is now heavily deforested, and its ecosystem is degraded. As a direct result of their activities in the Amazon, Chevron Texaco now faces the largest environmental damages claim in the history of the world. Communities affected by Chevron's contamination in the Ecuadorian Amazon filed a lawsuit against Chevron Texaco. The court in Lago Agrio, Ecuador, appointed an independent expert to review the scientific evidence, assess the causes and extent of environmental damage, and outline the measures required to conduct a thorough remediation. As of November 2008, the report, supported by over 4,000 pages of evidence, recommended to the judge that Chevron be held liable for between $16.3 billion to $27 billion in damages to the indigenous communities and the ecosystem of the Amazon. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories. You can read more about the danger to the Amazon's ecosystem at ahiddenhistory.blogspot.com.